Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Donald Hunter is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Donald is a member of our Brain Trust. He's back. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He is a commercial real estate expert, a financial expert in many ways, helping people with their finances, and he's helped us with ours as he's joined us over the years, and also he and others have helped us celebrate the Black History Month, which we'll be doing again next year. We're looking forward to getting Donald back on the show to talk to us about that. Donald, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. Don, one of the things that I would like for you to talk about for us today are some of your thoughts on what it takes to be a successful small business owner, to start a small business. If there are so many people out there right now who are loose ends, they've been unemployed, like I was in '89. I'd been downsized for the second time in 18 months, and I said, you know what, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself, and I started my own business. And I probably could have used some of your advice. What do you think?
I think the first thing that people need to do when they're starting a business is to know where the demand is. So instead of thinking that you'll create demand, you'll just create the perfect thing and the perfect mousetrap, and people will just come in droves to buy it. Find out where the demand is, and we have some great ways to be able to do that affordably today with the different keyword research tools online.
So identify the problem and find a solution. Don't come up with a solution go looking for a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's the most important thing today in today's economy, is to be laser focused.
Yeah, I agree with that. And and the other thing that's implied in what you said is it's all about the customer.
It's all about the customer, knowing the customer's needs and what they want, and then matching your solution to what they're already looking for, what they're already searching for, what they're already in demand, have demand for, what they're already looking for a solution, and you just want to be the provider.
Right, right.
And
all
that's
right.
The key.
So we've got that done. We've identified where we think there's a need, and then what about the ability to fulfill that need? Is that whatever we've identified that people want? Do we then say, okay, just because we found something people want, what makes me think I can fill that need?
Well, I think the next step would be to be able to speak clearly and confidently that you know what their need is, and I think you have to find out what their FFBs are. Let me explain what FFBs are. They're fears, frustrations, and desires. Hmm. So that when you have a solution, now we're talking marketing. When you have a solution, you may have the best solution out there, but if you can't communicate it in a way that people can understand it and they can say, hey, this business knows my fears. They know what keeps me up at night. They know what I'm frustrated about, and they know what my desires are. They know what I want in my life. They know where I'm going. They know that I want to get there and what I'm passionate about. And that's what allows you to connect in order to be able to serve that client.
Another way of saying that would be their PPs, their pain and their passion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that I always helped me when I was selling business customers. You know, I'd go in and I'd ask them what was going on, how are things going, you know, what's happening in your life. And one of the first things they'd tell me was where their pain was. You know, and I'd listen for the pain. I'd try to heal the pain.
heal the pain, let them know that you understand the pain, and that creates rapport.
All right.
And then now you have an environment in which you can actually then serve them and be the one that actually wins that business.
Sounds like you're proposing also testing your idea. In other words, before you jump in whole hog and start a business and make a significant capital commitment, maybe testing you've identified it and whether you can actually deal with it.
Exactly. This was one key attribute of Henry Ford. Anytime he would hire someone, he would take them out to lunch. And if they salted their food before they tasted it, he wouldn't hire them because he knew that they wouldn't test. They wouldn't test before they tried something.
That's a good one. I like that, Don.
Yeah, so testing is hugely important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think these two steps we just talked about, really figuring out where demand is and then figuring out what the FSDs, I call them, fears, frustrations, and desires.
Right.
And then those are the first two key steps.
And, folks, you thought he was going to say something like, you know, build a business plan, although I know he thinks that's important. He was going to say something like, you know, find the right location or come up with the right name or look for investors. You thought he was going to say stuff like that. And what you're talking about, this is really early stuff. This is part of the due diligence before you really even declare you're going to be a business owner, right?
Exactly, and it makes the business plan easier.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the results you find, if they're positive results, if they're results you think, well, they think there's opportunity in, that is what the business plan becomes, isn't it? It's around that.
Exactly. One of the other key things is, well, how do we keep ourselves motivated? We keep ourselves focused on going after it. Now that we understand the customer, we understand the demand, how do we keep ourselves really, really focused? So we have to figure out what we're passionate about. We have to figure out what we're best in the world at. We know the market. We know demand.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are the ones that are most passionate and we can be the best in the world at that one thing, and there's demand behind it.
Right.
And we have faith, and we don't let temporary defeat stop us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be successful.
Well, and also, when you're doing this research, make sure that you're not putting your thumb on the scales. Make sure that you're not, you know, you're being truthful about what you're finding. You're not, you're not affecting the results yourself. Be sure you don't do that, because you can. We all have. And just don't do that. 20 after. We're going to be right back. More to come with our good friend Donald Hunter. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.